One of the hardest tasks I've had in a while is to pare down incredibly impressive CVs to a short summary for our three panelists. Judy Costura needs no introduction when it comes to the CLE circuit in Texas. Judy is a partner at Sorrells Law. She served on the Texas Trial Lawyers Association Board of Directors, including time on the Executive Committee and Nominating Committee, as well as Vice President of the CLE Committee. Judy has also served as President of the Capital Area Trial Lawyers Association and on the Board of Directors for the Travis County Bar Association. Judy currently serves on the State Bar of Texas CLE Committee, and she's a Life Fellow with the Texas Bar Foundation. Judy's exceptional career and dedication to the bar have been honored at the highest levels, being named a Texas Watch Champion of Justice in 2019 and receiving the State Bar of Texas Gene Cavan Award for Continuing Education. Recently, Judy was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Texas Trial Lawyers Association. She has demonstrated a passion for educating other lawyers and serving others, and she has spoken at countless conferences for many respected organizations and law schools. I'm sure many of us in this room have better navigated our practices, especially subrogation and lien issues, because of Judy. Judge Manpreet Monica Singh presides over the Civil County Law No. 4 in Harris County, Texas. Judge Singh was born and raised in Houston. She graduated from UT and earned her JD from South Texas College of Law before being elected to the bench in 2022, making history as Texas's first Sikh judge. She practiced for 21 years. Judge Singh is a chapter representative for the exclusive American Board of Trial Advocates, and she has taught numerous CLEs for the University of Texas and the State Bar of Texas. The South Asian Bar Association honored Judge Singh with their Distinguished Member Award in 2017, and the State Bar of Texas awarded her the Texas Diversity Champion Award in 2018. Judge Singh has served on the Board of Directors of the ACLU of Texas, and she is a graduate of the Harvard Leadership Program, the FBI Citizens Academy, and Leadership Houston. Judge Singh served as a member of Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner's transition team and as a liaison with the Department of Homeland Security. She enjoys reading, traveling, and I quote, being ignored by her teenage boys. Justice Gisela D. Triana. Justice Triana is a justice on Texas's Third Court of Appeals. Before being elected to the Third Court, she served 23 distinguished years on every level of the trial bench in both criminal and civil courts. For 14 years, Justice Triana presided over the 200th District Court of Travis County. Before that, she served as Travis County Court at Law Judge, where she was recognized for stabilizing the court's docket and disposing of a massive backlog. Justice Triana has also served as a City of Austin Municipal Judge and a Travis County Justice of the Peace. Justice Triana began her legal career as a prosecutor in the Travis County Attorney's Office, where her work included representing victims of domestic violence. She later served as director of the trial division in that office. Justice Triana also served as a staff attorney in the Texas Secretary of State's Election Division and ran her own private law firm, Hanko and Triana, focusing on criminal and family law. Her service to the community extends beyond the bench, though. She has contributed to Austin Lawyers and Accountants for the Arts, Volunteer Legal Services, Legal Line, the Pro Bono College, Habitat for Humanity, Special Olympics, the Children's Justice...
And that's good.
She rescues dogs.
I'm really...
What's left?
My spare time. I have 5 children, and I'm really old, so...
Thank you. And our panel will be presenting on proving causation and sufficiency of the evidence.
Thank you for those very kind introductions. Before we start on the panel presentation, you've heard from plaintiff's lawyers, defense lawyers, but you haven't heard yet a commercial for joining the appropriate organization that represents your section of the bar. I'm a member of TTLA, as many of the speakers are. If you want more information as a plaintiff's lawyer and how to get involved in TTLA or joining it if you are not already a member, send me an email, judy@sorrellslaw.com. I would love to connect you because we really do help each other out. If you are a defense attorney and have not joined TADC or another group within your organization that reflects how to improve your life as a defense attorney, I'm the wrong person to ask for an introduction, but reach out to one of the presenters here that has presented on the defense side so that you can get connected, because the law is a stressful organization, and it is good to connect with people that can be supportive and understanding. Now, I will also say that the paper and the PowerPoint reflect perhaps my opinions and biases as a plaintiff's lawyer.